Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is Pride Feeds the Flesh While Humility Feeds the Soul. The flesh can dominate the soul. There are two parts to us, the flesh and the soul. For most, the flesh is the dominant factor in our lives until we die. The flesh wants nothing to do with the soul. It wants nothing to do with God. It only wants what the world has to offer. The flesh is corrupt, and it will always be corrupt until its last breath. This is what the deadly sin of pride is. Self, ego, I, me, and myself. Pride is the main one of the seven deadly sins. The soul wants eternal life with God. It wants everything that God has to offer. It wants to be humble. It wants to do good. Be loving towards others. And it wants no glory. It wants to do God's will, and which in turn will help bring not only glory to God, but help steer others towards God so that they may find true peace and happiness with God. The flesh wants what the world has to offer, whether it is pleasure, materialism, self-indulgence, lust, vanity, and so on. Pride also brings about negative traits and problems such as hate, anger, resentments, jealousy, greed, gluttony, envy, fornication, addiction, debt, and many others. Pride will always be in the pursuit of happiness. Humility is totally the opposite. Humility brings a person kindness, love, joy, true happiness, peace, goodness, self-control, trustfulness, and freedom from the bondages of the world. The world can only offer temporary happiness, and this causes the flesh to be in constant search of happiness. This happiness that it seeks is always attached to something, and that something captures us and holds us until the happiness wears off. Then we're off again, seeking happiness in something else. There is a low side to pride, and also a high side to pride, and what lies in the middle is humility. The middle is the best place to be. It is also known as equanimity. It is the place of total peacefulness and freedom from the bondages of the world. When one reaches this place, they have no care about materialism. They are not concerned about what they are going to eat. They only want to keep things as simple as possible. When one is humble, they do not seek honor. They pass the glory on to God and thank Him for giving them the opportunity to help their fellow man. When they do something good, they try to attract as little attention as possible. They are usually quiet and refrain from idle chit-chat and laughter. They do not place themselves above others. They are patient, respectful to authority, and constantly watchful of trying not to do wrong. There is a difference between walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit. When one is in the flesh, they don't see spiritual things. They see worldly things. They think they are good because they can't see or understand what they are doing wrong. The flesh deceives itself in such a way that the things that it does